I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now here on 97.3 The Fan, Gwynn and Chris, it's Matt Stinchcomb, ESPN football analyst, former NFL player, played with the Oakland Raiders. As a matter of fact, played in the Super Bowl, which once upon a time, Tony, was actually played here in San Diego back when we had an NFL team and a stadium and all that stuff.
That was when the stadium actually looked decent.
It was great back in 2002. I can't believe it was that long ago. Matt, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. I choose to pretend like it really wasn't that long ago.
No kidding.
It wasn't 16 years ago.
Isn't that oh my goodness.
It's crazy to think that there's not a team there anymore. I still can't wrap my head around it.
No, we're having trouble with that as well, believe me. So I guess we'll start and ask you about the coach who was on the other sideline that day, because you played for him and then played against him, and now here we are. He's back coaching again. Maybe that's why it doesn't seem so long ago, but John Gruden, I know, big part of your career. How do you think he's going to do in Oakland?
You know, I think he'll do well. But I think that the challenge will be the amount of change that has gone on in 10 years, I think, is different than, you know, what a, you know, like what a Dick Vermeil would have experienced in his time away from the game, and even a longer period of time, just because of the rapidity of how quickly things are changing now with everything, not just football, but especially football, where you know, these players are different. They have been, and they've been different for some time. They're playing in different systems, different concepts, but also different ways that they prepare. And just the complexity is in different areas. It's not necessarily in the verbiage. It's how you're able to communicate with other players in a quicker fashion, tempo offenses. You know, younger players contributing earlier in their careers, more younger players making the jump to the pros, all that entire dynamic adds up to a different environment, a drastically different environment would have to be. And so I'm fascinated to see how Coach Gruden, who I love, he was a great coach, was great to me, put together some great teams, resurrected the Raider franchise, took Tampa Bay to heights it had never seen before on the work that Tony Dungy put in for years, but was able to get that Super Bowl for that franchise. Loves the game more than just about anyone I've ever known. How that plays out for him, given that all those different inputs and variables are so distinctly different now than they were 10 years ago.
You're right, Matt, and much has been said about how he's going to adapt. And you brought up Dick Vermeil, who coached in two completely different eras and seemed to adapt very well when he came back. Do you think, having played for Coach John Gruden, do you think that's something that he has any to be able to change? Because obviously he's been away from the game for so long, and I'm sure he's noticed a change as he's been an analyst on ESPN for a while now, for so many years. Is that something that he has in his ability to be able to kind of make that change?
I think so. You know, it's just a matter of, is it something that he wants to endure and for how long? I mean, I know that he's committed to succeeding. There's no doubt about that. But just, you know, having been around him and seeing how he built his teams, and especially at quarterback, how it was less, and this isn't to diminish the guys who played quarterback, they were incredibly skilled, but they had to be pretty cerebral guys. So you're talking about the Brian Greasys, the Brad Johnsons, the Rich Gannons. No one is going to confuse those guys with having the strongest arm, that were the most mobile. But they knew how to operate within that system the way Coach Gruden had constructed it. It's not to say that these quarterbacks couldn't do it either, or that they aren't as intelligent or capable of doing it. The question is, did the college systems from which they emerged prepare them to handle that at the highest level. And I don't know. Maybe, and that may very well be the case. And how much Coach Gruden can adapt his approach to accommodate that sort of thing. How much is he willing to do that? Is going to be an interesting thing to see to evolve, because if he had the pieces that he needed and wanted, there's no arguing that he could enjoy tremendous success. Now it's just whether or not he can marry those two things. Can he find the guys that he needs to operate that team the way that he wants to, or can he adapt enough to accommodate the changes that you have to realize, I think, given the players and how they're prepared by the collegiate level.
He could use Khalil Mack, I think. I'm just throwing a stab out there. Hey, Matt Stinchcomb is with us from ESPN. Matt, let me ask you just a kind of a general question about playing in the league when you did and the league now, and you've talked about all the different changes. Is there any way you could give me a couple of things that when you were playing in the league just wouldn't translate to now in the National Football League, just in general, not John Gruden, but just a general comment about the league and what's changed so much?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I will say that, you know, there's some concepts that are leaching into the NFL that just, they didn't exist. And they certainly, if they did, they were more incidental. You know, the run pass option that, you know, people can talk about that. They've been talking about that at the collegiate level for years now. Because of the kind of advent of that approach, where it's effectively, you know, it's option football, and except you're incorporating the passing game after the snap adjustments, where the offensive line and even the running back, they don't know whether he's going to get the ball or not, but he's going to run it as if he did. It's like the ultimate play action pass, but the quarterback has that latitude. That didn't exist. That just wasn't something that exists at the time. Now, there's always going to be someone that says, oh, yeah, we were running that. And you're going, really? You ran it. You didn't run it with the prevalence that we're seeing it now. And if so, you didn't have a ton of success with it either. You know, it's almost like the zone read concept that we saw for a little while, that they thought, you know, you think back to San Francisco with Jim Harbaugh, where you see quarterbacks pulling it and trying to keep it on the edge. You know, that's not a long-term strategy from a career standpoint at quarterback. There's too many guys that can run and hit at that level.
Yeah.
You don't last long that way. You get Michael Vick after a while.
Yeah.
But you see that. None of that existed. You wouldn't even consider it at the time. And, you know, some of the tempo that you do see, you know, where teams spend more time operating, less in the huddle, all of that, I think, is built on what we've seen at the collegiate level. And the collegiate level, of course, has borrowed those ideas and concepts, has just percolated up from high schools. So it's kind of a ground-up, grassroots approach that I think is influencing the game more. And those would be the areas that where it's most different in my mind. A guy like Levon Kirkland, y'all remember him,
yeah.
290-pound middle linebacker. You know, where would he play in today's NFL?
Yeah, he might be too slow nowadays.
I guess he'd play nose guard.
Right.
Or kicker. Maybe kicker.
It's just.
And then 290-pound kickers now, yeah.
And he was a great player.
Yeah,
that's right.
I know.
Yeah, put him at place kicker.
Yeah.
But he was a great football player for his time, and I don't think he sees the field. I don't know that he would be relevant, that skill set makes sense with the way offenses deploy now. Regular personnel on defense is not regular. Regular personnel is nickel packages.
Right.
You know, so it's just the way the game's played is distinctly different from the way it was played before.
We're talking to Matt Stinchcomb, a former offensive lineman, Oakland Raider, also went to Georgia. Matt, you guys you're involved with the AFCA Good Works team, one of the most prestigious off-the-field honors in college football that recognize players for their commitment to the community service. You've been twice recognized as a Good Work team member during your time at the university. Tell us a little bit about the award.
Well, I'll say this. I wouldn't make the team now, that's for sure. I mean, if I was a college kid doing what I did in college from my community involvement, I'm proud of that, proud of what Georgia did to teach me the opportunities that exist for college football players and college athletes in general to impact their community. It wouldn't be enough to make the team these days, because what these kids are doing, it's next level. It's next level type of stuff where they are creating their own 501c3s if necessary. They identify needs that exist that aren't currently being met, and they are creating their own organizations or stepping in with existing organizations and repurposing them to meet needs on their campuses, in their hometowns, in other countries. It really is remarkable. These are the guys that obviously are accomplished athletes and good students. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to compete at football at the collegiate level. But they get it. They get that there's so much more to life than just running, catching, blocking, tackling, and sitting in a classroom, albeit as important as academic studies are. There's a lot more to it than this. There's an opportunity to selflessly impact people around you in a positive way, to act charitably, to be community-minded, to show and lead others into being volunteers to support those that need assistance in some form or fashion. That's what these kids are doing, and that's how they are recognized by the All-State AFCA Good Works team. And it's only 22 kids. And this is at every level at which college football is being played. So FBS all the way down to NAIA.
Wow.
Where there's only 22 kids, there's hundreds beyond that. So it's incredibly difficult to identify just the 22. But the idea is to get that multiplier effect. So you see these guys getting recognized, you see what it is that they're doing, and hopefully other athletes, other students, other people are inspired to act similarly, so that you get this kind of ripple effect in our communities to where people are actually helping others in ways that they can.
You know, I just like talking about stuff like that a whole lot better than I like talking about most of the other stuff having to do with college football and sports and kids off the field. It's good to hear that this kind of stuff is going on. We need to promote it even more. Hey, Matt, we got to roll. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Best of luck at ESPN, and thanks for all the insight. Good stuff.
Guys, thanks for having me on. Y'all enjoy that weather out there in San Diego.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.